The flight director has confirmed separation. Separation of the command module and the service module. We've been looking at data on the command module alone, and all the values look quite good. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Control fire direct, boat.
Main A, main B.
Tape recorder, you got that?
Right there.
Horizon check.
He's doing that now.
Position the airfield goes towards zero, pushing 0.05 G-time.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget, manual attitude 3 to late command.
Tell me that later.
Yeah, like, don't forget.
I've
got to
have that.
You stop right there.
How's your evaporator?
It seems to be hanging in there, but it's awfully low steam, but I'll manually feed it. If it's
Houston here, we continue to look good on all sources. In 11 minutes from now, we will be at the 400,000 foot mark, and the velocity of the crew at that point will be 36,220 feet per second.
Yeah, I was waiting for that thing to come in. I think that comes in to like 200
degrees. 24,530 miles per hour, which is it's more than 500 miles per hour.
Pretty sure.
Then faster than the crew was moving two and a half days ago.
Boiling.
Fed translunar injection.
It's really boiling.
Their burnout speed at that point, 180 miles.
Okay, all we're spending by now. We got many altitude 3 rate command when you get time. Once we're down to there, then we're going to have a CMC go or no go check. We've got two things to do. Either the DAP's no go, which you'll find out when it flies
today,
it.
As we
the
come
CMC
back
is no go.
Point,
you'll fly the
air.
Again, 0.05 G in the
air. Burning at 180 miles above the Earth.
And that's at 0.05 G.
We'll see a velocity at 35,644 feet per second. And still building up down to this value of 400,000 feet. These are estimates and will be refined based on post-flight data.
Horizon
are good estimates at this point. All in all, a very quiet reentry up to this point. This is Apollo Control, Houston. We'll continue to monitor.
I wish you'd keep checking my yaw for me.
I will. You're a little bit left now. Or a little right, go left.
Apollo 8, Houston. Looking good. Both primary and secondary loops look good.
Looks like you're slightly rolled. Roll right.
Right. I don't care about your rolls. Yeah, we don't need any of that,
Okay. Keep the horizon right there.
Apollo 8 through the Redstone. You're looking good. Both primary and secondary loops are holding good.
Roger, looks like we got it. Resurfaced. And we got a good horizon.
Looks like you're yawing to the left or something.
Yeah.
He's just about on, Bill.
There are two separate sources in here that tell me my yaw is zero, don't I? Actually, I can just fly those needles now.
Apollo 8. Apollo 8 through Redstone. Over.
Go ahead, Houston.
This
is Apollo 8.
Control here.
Roger, read you loud and clear.
The Redstone.
You're looking good.
Roger.
And they were advised by Ken Mattingly that they were looking good. They certainly are. The cabin pressure is 4.9 pounds.
Look who's coming there,
inch.
Would you?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yep.
Just like they promised.
The cabin temperature is down a little bit. Purposely
that's 6 minutes
so
before.
Down
just
61.
Like it's
okay.
Our
RG is 46.13 on 41.03.
Are you still in him, Frank?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. That's where we stopped.
We're estimating that the crew are still heads down and tracking the horizon visually out the rendezvous, out the windows,
well,
any handy window, and letting the GNN system do its work.
Yeah, I would too. let her see what she does.
At 146 hours, 41 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Make sure the V-Max are not engaged. They're not. I mean, Arcane's on the air. Well, man, we're getting close.
There's no turning back now.
Oh, Mother Earth has us.
We may end up losing our horizon here when that moon goes down.
That's probably what makes your horizon so good as the moon background. Before it rose.
I wonder if Dim Light Duncan would like me to do a little air glow photography right now.
Check, double check both balls for me. Dude.
Yep,
so
you're okay.
When I just read one ball, okay.
Yep, this ball's green with that one. Hey, we're 42.
Check
30.
The other ring, that's for sure, Jim.
There goes a washer. Can you grab it?
I've been trying to grab that washer. 142.02 and 46.13. We're 42.47, 46.13.
Close to 05G, too. How high is the voltage?
Voltage is great. 28 volts.
Okay, 152 will be the entry pad pitch.
Okay, you're about to lose your moon.
Okay, your yaw is looking good.
Got a lot of lightning down there, so you probably have something.
Got the old, Bill never saw that.
What is it?
Or did you notice? That's the haze level.
Air glow?
Air glow. Good old air glow.
So look at the air glow.
That's right, you've never seen the air glow. Take a look at it.
Can't get your pin without seeing the air glow.
Right.
I see it. See, this one I'm supposed to ask how many G's yet, Lowell?
That's right.
How we doing?
We're doing good over here.
Okay, in the middle. 44.13, we're 2 minutes away from RRT.
And this is Apollo Control, Houston, 146 hours, 45 minutes. And we are very nearly at that 400,000 foot point. We just gave the crew a call, and here's how it sounded.
You're within 30 degrees of the altitude.
How do you know?
Well, 152 is it? You're coming up on it now.
It's getting a little hazy out here. Does that mean anything? Every time you fire a thruster.
It's time to get some reflection off the earth, I guess.
Did anybody ever see the service manual?
Yeah. No, it's good.
Okay, your needle's coming up.
Apollo 8 Houston, 1 minute to RRT.
Roger.
Manny, I do 3, rate command.
Rate command.
Okay. Do you see CMC and auto?
I'm going there now. The CMC has got us.
Okay.
Okay, your picture was approaching zero.
Is the DAP go?
DAP seems to be go.
Okay.
Just check the horizon.
Manny, altitude 3, rate command.
Rate command.
You got the checklist again, though.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BMAC 3, rate 2.
Rate
CMC
two.
And auto.
CMC and auto. Well, you don't need auto, but I'll put it there and make everybody happy.
Okay, 05G is at 4641.
You call 05G, Jim.
I'll call 05. I'll tell you when the G starts.
I got to start this thing manually right. If you don't give it to me, Jim.
Okay.
So make sure you call it.
At 05G time, right?
Yeah. God, it is hazy out there, isn't it? That's a different lighting effect, I
guess. That's sunrise.
Huh?
Yeah, might be
sunrise. Oh, here we go.
146.4620. We shoot our 05G, John.
That's the air glow we're starting to get. That's what it is, gentlemen.
Is it Well, okay, we got the buildup.
This is going to be real ride. Hang on.
Blackout period.
I've never seen a best ride before.
Yeah. Okay, we're building up 100.
Yet?
100 is 02. Stand by, 38.
Comm control will be handed 40. Over from the Redstone to Huntsville.
05G.
Okay, we got it.
EMS. Hang on.
0.05G, switch
on. And
we
have lost signal.
05G, rolling EMS.
Right.
Our network controller
okay,
says we lost signal at 146.
They're building up.
46 minutes and would very nearly 46 seconds.
Call out the G's.
At our estimate,
we're 1G.
Is that this blacked out period will we'll continue. Let's see. 3 minutes.
Oh.
Okay. Five.
And right about now, the crew should be getting the spike, the G spike that they'll see. Just under seven Gs.
Six.
We would estimate they're down to the 180,000 foot point. Flattening out and actually beginning to ascend slightly.
Four.
They should be, their heat rate will dramatically recede, but they'll still maintain a,
she's doing a
large
great job.
Heat load. Nearly 5,000 degrees out on the leading edge of the heat shield.
He's stuck there at 4823. Circular.
Gun temperature is still holding. The real
flight
gun.
Director notes that he hears some keying coming, as in Morse code.
Yeah, I still have. Okay, we're 67.
And he's wondering as to the source of it. 146 hours, 48 minutes. Put the spacecraft down about 35 to 36 miles
ride,
above
huh?
the Earth, and elevating slightly.
Following Houston. Radio check.
Gemini was never like that, was it, Jim?
Ken Mattingly
just
put
a little
faster
than this one.
Just frankly labeled it a radio check. He's got no responses yet.
I assure you, I've never seen anything like it.
Cam temperature's holding real good, up 1 degree.
Apollo 8, Houston through Huntsville, over.
Primary evaporator's crapped out. Secondary's still working.
Couple off of 2 G's.
And Ken tries a second call through the Huntsville.
Temperature's coming up in the primary loop.
Our estimates say that the crew along about the
Houston, Huntsville, we have not established contact with the spacecraft at this time.
The Huntsville advises they have not established
nice job,
contact
Rick.
With the spacecraft at this time.
Roger, thank you, Huntsville.
Jones said, you got him there? 816.
It's 5816.
About 3.5 minutes since we went into the blacked out area. Now the Huntsville is handing over communication checks, communication authority to one of the range aircraft. We call them Araya.
You can see our gig and
second jump. Pulse coming up.
Huntsville AOS through S-band.
And the Huntsville says they have acquired an S-band signal. At 51 minutes
Houston,
4
Huntsville,
seconds.
Houston, no contact.
Roger.
Three.
And they immediately call back and said no contact. They negate that first announcement. One one of the recovery helicopters reported seeing something, but those kind of reports at these critical moments aren't unusual.
Apollo 8. Apollo 8.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Through Houston, through Araya. Say again, 8.
Ken Matting puts in another call.
Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Go ahead, Apollo 8.
There's
you're broken in
a real fireball. Look at that.
Outstanding.
He says we're looking good. I can't tell whether it's Borman or Lovell. Let's try to cut it in.
Tell me to get those boost entry.
Almost
all of them with the shot now.
Real fine.
One of the range ships is reporting a radar contact. The first communication was extremely broken up.
Apollo 8 Houston, Yorktown has radar on you.
Another one of the flight controllers here in the control center. Something like a real fireball.
2 G's. 4.9 to be. It's like we're overshooting from the engines. Okay. 53.
We estimate here we're about 1 minute to drogue deploy.
I'm getting steam pressure.
Drogue shoots out
okay.
At
429. We got steam pressure.
23,000 feet.
Okay. Make sure your heels are locked.
We've
got a minute to
146 drogue. Hours, 54 minutes.
Okay, you're in boost entry?
Yep.
Okay, anything on the altimeter yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we've got 15 seconds from 90K.
Okay.
Come. 30 seconds from 90K.
The Yorktown is reporting and confirming a radar contact. The bearing
Houston.
Is being passed to the ground here in Houston.
Stand by, Houston. Houston. Have your disky readings before drogue.
Stand by. Can you get the disky reading before drogue?
Roger. Disky's reading plus 4 balls, 7. Plus 2 balls, 812. Minus 16502.
That's Jim Lovell.
40K. Coming up on 40K. It should be at 40K now.
42. Yeah.
Okay, call 30K.
I will.
30K. ELS Logic on.
Right.
ELS Auto.
Auto.
Stand by for RCSQ disabled. Stand by on Apex double.
Right.
The apex cover. There go the drones. Okay. 20,000. Cabin pressure's coming up. 19,000. Stand by for 10K. You'll be approaching 10K soon. 15. Wonder what that was.
Nothing.
Should be approaching 10K. Stand by with the main in 1 second. You see him?
Can't see him.
He should reach pretty soon.
Houston here at 146
okay.
Hours, 55
minutes. You got it? Yeah. Get back three, talk about control. One. VHF antenna is recovery. VHF AM simplex. Beacon's going on. Get your light on. Get on. You got it. You got it, Jim.
Huh?
You got the ball. Get the ball. Okay.
Houston,
Apollo 8, Earth. Okay, stand by for the jump.
Apollo 8, Airbus 1, go ahead.
Roger, Air Force 1, we indicate 8,000. We can't see the chute, so we're going down very slow.
Roger, this is Air Boss 1. You're sounding very good, very good. You have been reported on radar southwest of the ship about 25 miles. Go ahead. This is Air Boss 1. Negative. Welcome home, gentlemen. And we'll have you boarding on the
ground. We get communication from the recovery area. Let me see. We're hopeful that
this is a flashing light at my 10 o'clock position at Ellis level.
Recovery 2, center